Hello, and welcome to the Cube Card Games podcast. You always chuckle, more often than not.
Because you say hello the same way, and that's not how you say hello ever in your life at all.
I don't think I say hello very often, like just a conversation. Like, you say like, hey, or hi. Like, I very rarely say the word hello in, like, natural speech.
You also never talk with that cadence ever, except for when you're starting the podcast.
I'm putting on my radio voice.
Oh, really?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
And gentlemen. How's it going?
Just kidding. It's all gentlemen. What are you talking about? Like, two ladies. You know who you are.
This is the Cubicorn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morabito. Lorraine Morabito is here.
Truth.
We're just hanging out, about to burn 2015 down.
Aww.
The year is basically over.
Pretty much.
24 hours-ish remain. That's right, the moon's coming.
You're saying I should I wear my Majora's Mask shirt tomorrow then?
Sure. Why not? 'Tis the season.
I guess.
Celebrate the renewal of the cleansing fire of Angry Moonface.
Oh, no.
Coming to judge us all. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So how's it going?
Ill.
Yeah, I would say this is actually the...
Sick cast 2015. Yeah,
Cubicorn congestion cast.
Aw, goody.
Yeah, I can feel it in my chest a little bit. Like,
I've honestly been feeling a lot better today.
That's
so
good.
I don't know if it just hasn't hit me as hard as it did you. Because you, the day that you said that you had a... You were feeling sick or had a sore throat or whatever, I started feeling sick, like, the back end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could feel it in my throat, and it was just kind of like, ugh. And the next day, I spent most of my time sneezing, which has been followed up by today, which has been a lot of time sneezing. But, I mean, I'm feeling better today than I did yesterday. Yay.
That's good. Yeah, it was like 2 days ago at this point from now, I guess, or something when... I don't know, I just got up and I felt all, like, my throat was a little scratchy and my whole face felt dry.
Hmm.
I was like, well, I know what's happening here. It's time to get sick.
Maybe it was holiday weekend.
Yeah, probably.
All those young kids and their germ cesspooliness.
Yeah, I don't know why children are so darn filthy.
It happens. It happens when you roll around in your own shit and the shit of others.
little talking, walking Petri dishes.
Basically. Hardly walking, hardly talking, but still getting around.
Enough to touch stuff. It's good enough to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So how's it going? I think we're just kind of winging it a little today. This will probably be much shorter than usual because it's just me and Lorraine. Maybe not. Maybe this is the longest yet.
We'll talk until 2016.
That's right. Talk until the new year.
No.
And we just wanted to squeeze one more thing in before the end of the year. We'll go over some highlights. Just like...
More like personal highlights.
Sure. And then talk about... the year to come a little bit.
Woo.
Should be some good stuff. So how's it been going? What have you been up to? I know at least one thing that you've been playing recently. Come on. I know you want to.
I've been playing Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon a lot. I'm like 20 hours in.
And how's that been going? Every time I look over and you have like 15 spare minutes, just, I feel like you've squeezed it in short bursts on the couch.
I like it. I like it a lot. It feels more like the older Mystery Dungeon games than the last 3DS one, which I think they were just kind of trying to get it out. Which, I mean, it was still a solid game. I really like Gates to Infinity a lot, but it was missing a lot of the core features that were in, like, past Mystery Dungeon games, where it was, like, the story was a little shorter and a little more linear. Well, I guess they're all pretty linear, but it was a lot more condensed. They really only had Gen 5 guys in it. There were some, like, a handful of, like, Gen 1, maybe, like, a sprinkling of the other ones, but it was mainly focused on Gen 5. Whereas all the past Mystery Dungeon games, you've been able to get everyone up to the current generation, which is what Super does.
And define old Mystery Dungeon games, because what was the, like, what's the earliest one?
Red Exploration Team and Blue Exploration Team, which came out on the Game Boy Advance and the DS at the same time.
Oh, that's right, there was one of each.
They were split between things. I played Blue and my sister Jillian played Red. The only differences between those games were that one for the DS obviously had the map on the second screen and just had a little more functionality. Otherwise, the games were literally identical. And those, the year escapes me, but I mean, it was original DS. It was fairly early as they were still, they published a Game Boy Advance game.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the next two games were for the DS, Explorers of Darkness and Explorers of Time. And those were basically just expanded upon the DS one. I'm pretty sure it was the exact same engine.
Sure.
They had Gen 4 guys in there because it was Gen 3 with the last one. So it's pre-Diamond and Pearl, basically.
Mm-hmm.
There were some cameos. Like, I think they showed, like, Munchlax might have been around, and, like, Lucario, Bonsly, Weavile. Pokemon they had already shown of Gen 4 at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Were kind of hanging around, but you couldn't recruit anyone.
Sure. But basically, like, the first Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game was, let's say, somewhere between the end of the GBA and the kind of start of the DS proper.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get an idea for when those games would have come out, so let's...
Looking it up. 2004, 2005. In Japan, 2005. North America, 2006 and 7 for the rest of the world.
Okay.
So yeah, fairly early, maybe like a year or two out.
Mm-hmm.
DS was it 5 or was it 4?
I think it was 4.
That's yeah, I think so.
Because the GBA was, it felt like it was around forever, but it was actually kind of short lived. Like the. The amount of time that the GBA existed while the DS didn't, I feel mm-hmm. like was only like 3 years maybe. Like it was kind of tight. But because even when the DS came out, it was this whole like, even at a press conference level stuff, Nintendo was like, this doesn't necessarily replace the Game Boy, but it's a thing we're trying. So let's see what happens. And then they never went back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they also had the Game Boy Advance slot on the bottom of the original DS. So it was just kind of like, we can still like, you didn't necessarily have to keep working on the hardware necessarily.
Sure. I mean, that was more for like, that was their covering your ass. Like,
well, yeah.
Hey, if people actually hate this, like, we'll do something else, we promise. Mm-hmm. But,
well, yeah.
This is probably what we're going to do, like, what we're going to focus on next if it does okay.
And then it exploded.
And the rest is history.
DS was pretty popular. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what started their whole kind of like, we're making stuff for everyone.
Sure.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a tiny bit, much closer to when Iwata died, about, like, yeah, that was their first, like, toe into the, like, hey, we're going to try to expand the audience of video games.
Unintentionally, even, I think.
It was
just kind of like, hey, we've got this neat idea, let's do that, and I guess a touch interface was a little more, is a little more inclusive than, like, just standard buttons, sure. I guess.
I mean, also the kind of the first, I mean, definitely the first product in, like, that I can think of. And a consumer-friendly price point for, like, a touch interface primarily.
Oh, yeah,
primarily.
For sure. Because, I mean, that was before, like,
the age of the iPhone, before Steve Jobs.
Any smattering of
turned phones
smart device,
from
anything.
Big bricks with ugly buttons into thin, beautiful slates that you
I
just...
I think you mean phones with keyboards, because that was about that time.
Something like that. I never owned a phone with, like, a keyboard.
I had two.
Like, it was always... I went from Nokia brick to flip phone... to this other that was basically a flip phone, but it slid up.
Flip
like
phone. I've seen those.
The front of it, like, it was still a key 9-digit, like a 10-digit keypad or whatever.
I think I actually
but
had...
the face of the phone slid up to reveal that.
I had one that went both. I think you could slide it up to
have
those numbers.
Yeah, they made a couple of those, too.
And then also slide out the keyboard, but you couldn't do them at the same time because the phone didn't work that way.
Or phones that flipped open like a book. I mean,
no,
kind of like the
I
DS, I guess.
I always thought those looked ugly. Or the really fat ones, like... Do you remember, like, the... I don't know if you do. There was, at one point, a really fat flip phone that had, like, a BlackBerry-style keyboard on the bottom.
I mean, that sounds familiar, but
it
I don't...
It was squat. Like, it was maybe, like, a square, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flipped it open, and it had, like, a bigger screen, because obviously the phone was a little bigger. And then had the whole, like, really condensed keyboard on the bottom. It was so ugly.
Sure.
Anyway.
Old cell phones.
Yep. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Mm-hmm. So you said you're liking it.
Yes.
What do you like about it? Do you like that you said it's kind of more similar to maybe ones than the last ones they released?
I think it's
just
because...
Do you think it's a return to form, or...
I don't... Well,
or does it, like, do new things in the series that you haven't experienced?
It does both. So I think the only reason that Gates to Infinity, the other 3DS Mystery Dungeon game, was a little smaller was because I think they were just trying to do it, like... It wasn't, like, I don't think they were going against, like, oh, we're completely reinventing the series or anything. They tried a lot of different things in there, and it was really cool because I personally really liked their whole MagnaGate thing, where you could point the 3DS outward camera at objects in the world and have it randomly generate a dungeon, and those were pretty hard. Like, some of them could be just insane. They would just give you, like, two random dudes. You'd just go, and it was fun. I liked just being able to pick it up and play it like that. But that feature is gone in Super, but they've brought back... It's mainly just having everyone there. One of the new things that I've realized is that you're not recruiting guys in dungeons anymore. You're not even listening.
No, I'm doing both. I was trying to... The next question I was going to ask you that I'm trying to verify for myself is who makes these games?
Chunsoft.
Chunsoft
does it.
Yeah. It doesn't look like they made all of them, but they did make
Most
Geeks
of them.
Infinity
Almost
and this
all
latest
of them.
One.
I'm pretty sure.
But
there were some WiiWare ones that I think they didn't make, but I'm pretty sure they've made almost all of them.
Sure.
They started working on these originally with Nintendo.
They make those Danganronpa games. That's real weird.
Sure. Huh. Anyway, back
go on
to what I was saying after being so interrupted.
I'm doing both.
Anyway, you're not recruiting guys in dungeons anymore, because what you would do from the first one through Gates to Infinity is, as you're just wandering around, you get a partner at the beginning, and that's literally it. Sometimes some Pokemon, like anime Ash style, just join you. They're like, hey, you're doing cool things, I'll hang out with you now, and you're like, sweet. Other times you beat them up in the dungeon, they're like, we could be friends. Which they definitely evolved on as the series went on. Because in the first one, you could have a maximum of four dudes, or there was like a size limit. Like Pokemon like Onyx and most of the legendaries take up like four spaces. They're enormous. And they are like, I think that's continued on. But if your size limit was maxed, you couldn't recruit anyone. If you also had more than four, you could not recruit anyone without sending someone home. And then if you did not clear the dungeon, you wouldn't get them. They would just leave. As it went on, you could... I think it was even in the second to Darkness and Time and Sky, which was like... It was like the Emerald of those games. You could join you and they could just go home. Like, you would just basically bank them or, like, throw them in your PC storage box and they would stay, which was really great because that first game was hard. I remember trying to get Mew and Deoxys, who had their own special dungeons, and made it their own brand of hell. It was terrible. I think I got both of them. And in this one, you're just taking jobs, and then once you complete the job, the client joins you. And if you went to go, say, beat someone up, that guy joins you too. And sometimes they'll introduce you to more guys, and they'll join you as well. Which I think is because there's 720 Pokemon in that game. Which they remind you of. They tell you basically how many out of the total you have. On the start, like on your save screen, when you're loading up your file, it'll say like X out of 720. I think I've got like a little over 100 right now, and have seen close to 300. And I think it's just to mitigate this process, because, I mean, I never came close to, even back in the first ones, where it was only, like, up through Gen 3, I never got everyone, because you have to evolve dudes and whatever, and it's a pain.
Sure.
But now it seems like it'll just go faster, because your team ranks up too, which has been a thing throughout the entire thing. Like, you get more space to hold items in the dungeon and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a handful of guys will just join you right then. Like, the two times that I've ranked up now, it's just been maybe, like, four or five guys will just be like, hey, they like what you're doing, and they want to be your friend. And it's just like, okay.
Do you know if they're always the same? Like, are those, like, story beats where it's... At a certain point, you get guys, and it's always the same dudes?
I don't know that, because...
I mean, obviously, you've only played it... You're playing it through once so far.
This is my first playthrough. But no, so you rank up based on how many points you get, and that's based on the jobs you complete. So if you're completing more jobs, because, like, you can do multiple jobs per dungeon. If you have, like, three for, like, a place, you can just keep going and do them. And sometimes I found you can find Pokemon just, like, traveling through the dungeons, too, and you can go meet up with them, and then they'll join you. And they might have friends, and they'll introduce you to them, too. So it's just kind of... And one of the thing I like about it is that it's... I think you've seen it as you've looked over my shoulder, is the giant, like, globe web of the connections that I've made.
Yeah.
And it's obnoxiously large now.
Mm-hmm.
And not even completely full, but it's growing. So, like, as you...
Your relationship table of...
Pretty much. My social links.
This Charmander kind of. Knows this. Sceptile, who knows this?
Sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Sylveon knows Umbreon. It just keeps going.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Pokemon relationships are very complicated.
Yes. Very much so. Sometimes, like, I think I... One time when I talked with this Gengar, and I delivered his letter to a Banette. Because that's also a thing. You can deliver you can deliver letters outside of the dungeons to you. I've only done this twice now. When I delivered the letter, Bennett joined me, and they introduced me to like 5 guys.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Pretty much.
You tell 2 friends, and they'll tell 2 friends, yep. And then you're on the top
Everyone
of Pokemon period, making bank.
My team. But yeah, I'm really close to finishing the story. One of the things the series has done since the first ones will show your progression through the story with pictures of landmark bosses that you fight. And I've got 2 left. I'm on chapter like 18,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think those matter because they've been like flying by. Sometimes it's like right at the beginning, you go through like 4 chapters really quickly.
Sure. So you're not saying they're not equivalent. Like
no.
One might take like 3 hours to complete and one might be like 30 minutes.
It's been a while from the last boss who got shown on the bottom bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a set length of time between any of these. It just kind of goes.
Okay.
And then sometimes you're left to your own devices. Like things progress over like a day. Basically, you'll wake up in the morning, you go do your little, like, sometimes it's school because you're in Pokemon school as a Pokemon because reasons. Or you're, like, in a meeting or something like that, and then it's just like, okay, now do whatever you want. And then you can just go, like, sometimes there'll be a cutscene, and then you can go, or sometimes you'll just go. And then that's the general state of how post-story works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, you just wake up, do whatever you want.
Huh.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It's kind of interesting.
It just keeps... You could literally just keep doing jobs forever.
That'll just keep generating... Mm-hmm. It'll come up with stuff for you to accomplish.
And as you like, because you can meet Pokemon in the towns, and they'll get added to your web, but you're not connected to them yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they can then spawn jobs if you're already, like, if you talk to them already, or if you haven't, and they're just, like, sitting there, and they've got a little icon above them. Then you can go, like, just pick up their job, and you could, from what I've seen, store an infinite number of them. I've got, like, 4 pages of jobs that I think are way too hard for me to do right now, so I'll do them after the story. But yeah,
cool.
I'm loving it a lot.
That's pretty neat.
I want to play more. I'm gonna be playing it right now, and I'm not.
That's good. From looking, yeah, say it does look like Chunsoft actually develops those games, but yeah. They are a publisher too, because I noticed some weird stuff. Like
mm-hmm.
The Witcher 3 is listed on there in Japan, and
Woo-hoo! There
were some weird things on their website. But yeah, that's kind of neat. I just wondered where those games come from because I had no idea who made them. But
yeah, I'm pretty mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it's always been Chunsoft.
Sure.
At least
they're also responsible for a bunch of those, like Dragon Ball's universe-esque, like. 3D anime brawlers.
Mm.
Like they put out that J-Stars game that we were playing earlier this year, among other things.
Woohoo.
I think they made some of those other Dragon Ball Z games too. The ones that I like less after the original Budokai series. But what are you going to do?
Nah. Not play them?
Something like that. That's cool. Anything else? Like, that's kind of it, right? You've been busy doing other stuff, doing life
I've
stuff.
I've been playing recently.
Experiencing
I mean,
the holidays.
Yeah, say from like what we talked about last time. I did finish Bastion.
That's
really
cool.
I want to play it again at some point, but maybe not right now, because it's Mystery Dungeon.
Mm-hmm. That game's real good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to finish Transistor at some point. I don't even think that game came out this year. I'm pretty sure that was 2014.
I'm not sure. I thought, because I was looking at a list of games that came out this year, and I feel like it was on there.
Probably
but it might have been
platform.
A different version, yeah.
Yeah, like on, I think it was already on all the next-gen stuff, but whatever. In any case.
Might have been like PC or something.
Yeah, that game seems cool too. It's not quite, like, it's a little more...
There's more
Bastion
things
Bastion is
you
more
have to
self-explanatory
do.
Gameplay-wise. It's just
watching
more readily
you,
understood.
Yeah. Watching
whole...
you play Transistor when you first, like, picked it up was kind of crazy, because it's like chaining stuff and then weird time slowing down.
Yeah,
there's like a
it's
grid.
Kind of
it's
like
kinda...
a, yeah, it's kind of like a turn-based game that you can walk around in where you like
a little bit, yeah.
You can move freeform and then you push a
Almost
button.
Almost
Final
then you have Fantasy 12 kind of deal.
Something like that, yeah.
But more artsy.
Mm-hmm. But that game still seems really neat. Like,
mm-hmm,
I don't know
yeah.
if it's quite a Bastion, but it still seems real cool. That actually, they just released more, like, it just hit 1 million sales.
Ooh.
And like the last day or two,
Woo-hoo!
I think, which is cool.
I mean, it's pretty as hell. Both those games are beautiful. The soundtracks are amazing, and the voice work is so good.
Yeah, they still look real great. And I'm assuming, I would guess that they had changed tech when building that new game, because I'm pretty sure Bastion was built on XNA. Maybe I might be wrong about that too, but I feel like that was the case.
I mean, it could have been.
But yeah, I don't know that you'd be
I'd believe it.
Making games on that in 2015.
Especially since they canceled it, but
sure.
Whatever.
That's really cool. Yeah, I like Bastion a lot.
I know you
do. It's one of my highlights of just...
I know.
I know, the last decade or two. Just saying. That's cool. Anything else?
Game-wise, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it was holidays that happened.
Visiting family, hanging out, like you said, with snot-nosed kids.
Aww.
So many cousins, relatives, babies.
Yep.
So many babies.
All the babies.
Just get all up in your stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was nice seeing people.
Mm-hmm. We played some games, a few board games, reverse charades, which got obnoxious.
Sure. Which I feel like, I mean, I guess that name makes sense for a board game, but like, I feel like, well, it's not even, I mean, it's a board game, quote unquote.
It's more like a party game. Yeah, it's a party game. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no board involved.
No, there's cards. But I feel like. Bodies. Anyway.
I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah. It was basically like, it's like standard charades is one person acts and then the group guesses, and this basically flips that, and it's a group acting stuff out. Within a time limit, trying to get as many correct answers as they can, and one person is guessing. So we had two teams, and it got rowdy and obnoxious, and we won in clutch overtime.
Sure.
Because we're the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was entertaining. I had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a bunch of cousins and stuff. A lot of people we hadn't seen in a while.
Played some Fibbage. That was fun.
Yeah, that's a video game.
That is a video game.
Absolutely, technically.
Yep.
But also quite a party game.
Yes.
Yeah, we should try out some of that other stuff in that Jackbox collection, mm-hmm. too, because I feel like some of those original games are still pretty good.
Yeah, that first one is solid, from what I've seen of it. I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Fibbage is, for the uninitiated, it's... Well, that Jackbox collection is for the people who made You Don't Know Jack, which is just kind of a, like, goofy trivia game. But then they put out a collection that is a bunch of, basically, like... party games that you can play with multiple people.
And smartphones and laptops.
Yeah, and you can use
cell
phones as your input devices, basically, as opposed to just game controllers. You can have more players, mm-hmm. and you don't need to haul a bunch of hardware around if you want to. Because we played that drop of a hat.
With Steam,
Cousin Molly had mentioned that she'd played it before. I said, oh, I have my laptop on me. It's got it on there. We can do that. And then we kind of did that for like an hour. That one specifically, I guess, is also a trivia game, although there are games in that collection that don't involve trivia. So it basically, like, up to 8 players, it asks you a trivia question.
And then you're supposed to come up with, what, like, a lie that you think is the answer to this question.
Yeah, like a plausible, or just funny, if you just want to be that guy. But
there's always one.
Sure. You just want to type poop for every answer and then enter.
You could. Young boy's urine was an answer.
Mm-hmm, but then, sure, so you type in a lie that, like, a thing that could theoretically be the answer to this question, but you know it's not. And then once everyone has done that, the game surfaces both the correct answer to the trivia question and a bunch of lies that are a combination of the lies that the players wrote in and like ones that the game generates if there aren't enough players to support it.
Yeah, I think adds up to 9.
Yeah.
The truth and all the lies, and either like people can type in the same thing,
sure,
and then
it'll fill it
in
if there's
one,
yeah, if there's a pair,
or if you don't have 8 people, it'll throw in like extra answers. So there's always 9, I believe.
Correct, and then you get points either for picking the correct answer yourself or for convincing other people to pick your lie answers,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty entertaining. Like it is a good party game. I don't necessarily hate party games. Like they're not.
They can be really hit or miss, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, I don't love them, like, unconditionally, but, like, I'm not
they were
necessarily...
my firstborn son.
I'm not necessarily opposed to trying them out. They're, you can make good, like,
mm-hmm.
just kind of super broad, like, party games that can just appeal to, like, a more mm-hmm. general audience. Something like, you know, real mechanics-heavy, like,
mm-hmm.
millions of little tokens
it
board
also,
games. So I like those, too.
It depends on the group, too. I feel like it helps... I've noticed that, me personally, I've had more fun when it's, like, a closer group of people as opposed to just, like, playing Cards Against Humanity, for example, with, like, random strangers. Like, I don't know.
Cards with random strangers?
Yes. Cards Against Random Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like part of the fun is knowing your group, but that's also probably just me.
Well, for a Cards Against Humanity and stuff like that, too, like, when you know people, you know their sense of humor a little bit, so you know...
Well, yeah. Well, theoretically...
Like, you would hope. But yeah, you'll know what like what will fly, what won't, what might really make someone laugh. Or occasionally you could just throw in some dumb inside joke that like, mm-hmm. hey, remember that thing?
I don't know.
But yeah, I agree with you. In general, it's just like,
it's
more fun when you know the folks you're playing with.
Shut in, indoorsy nerd of me that doesn't want to interact with people I don't already know. But what can you do?
Sure. You don't want to go to a party in the sense that like, there's going to be 100 people there.
Yeah.
Like, who knows who's going to show up? Like, you don't want to go to some open invitation thing.
Never. If I can avoid it.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you. I kind of agree.
Let me stay under the blanket at home all day.
Who needs new people? New people are the worst.
Mm-hmm. I already know, like, the best people, so it doesn't matter.
Just put yourself in the blanket fort and wait it out.
Yep.
Eventually they'll all go away.
Yep. Pretty much.
But yeah, that stuff was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Like, just a lot of that.
Played some random new Super Mario Bros. U with my sisters on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There was some yelling and frustration and freaking out because Yoshi fell. I haven't played that game in a while, but it was still pretty fun. I still definitely prefer 3D World over that game.
Oh, God, any day of the week. That's not even a contest.
No.
But it serves its purpose. Yeah, it's an all right fun. Thing.
It was a good time.
Especially with, like, I like that game more before Mario Maker came out, but then, like, seeing that the other games that it, like, that it kind of spins off from, like, and then seeing that one as part of that bundle, it's like, man, you really didn't need that game, did you?
No.
In the grand scheme of things, it's like, oh.
That's why I only make Mario World levels, because that's the best Mario game ever.
Man, Mario Maker's real good.
Yes.
But that's a 2015 game.
Yes.
Among the many. Maybe one of the best.
I don't know, I know one better.
Oh, what's better?
Yoshi's Woolly World. I love that game.
I had such
a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so adorable and so much fun. And just, yes.
Not quite for me, but I'm glad you like it.
I love it. It's so much fun. And mm-hmm. it's so cute. And it's just great. And it's wonderful. I think that's also partially because I'm not as good at Mario as, like, you and the rest of the guys are, which is why I sat out our last Mario Maker foray.
Like, you're platforming just a tad. Have you ever played Meat Boy at a stretch? I think I made you play it, like, once, and then did you play it on your own? I forget.
I played it a bunch of times with you.
But did you ever, like, play it front to back, like, to completion?
No.
Yeah.
It's too long. I mean, couldn't get it on my Vita now, though.
Not
so
long,
maybe I could.
But, like, that
arduous.
Ramps. Yeah, arduous. Correct.
I don't like, I want to pull my hair out platforming. I just don't. Tricky platforming is fine, which is some of the later stuff in Yoshi's Woolly World. It gave me that. But I don't need, like, I don't need expert mode in the Mario Maker challenge, the 100 Mario challenge. I don't need that. I like to play on normal. I like to beat levels and just have a good time.
And those Yoshi games, and in general, like, Kirby games and stuff, too,
usually have
a pretty even keel. Like, there's a...
They ramp up, though. Yoshi games ramp up harder, but not to the same degree as... Yoshi games are harder than Kirby games. Most
in general?
Of the time.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably.
Kirby's pretty, like, chill. There's some, like, really unique puzzles and stuff in the Kirby games, but it's never, like, hard. Some of those Yoshi levels were hard, especially, like, the star ones. Those were nightmares. But they were also insane, and I beat them because I'm a monster. I had to get those console Yoshis, man.
Oh, yeah, all the alternate outfits.
They were so cute.
You did get all that stuff in
that game. I did it. Good for me. Game's so good. I love it.
So is that where you would rate, like, in terms of, like, not necessarily which overall series you like the best, where you feel like you're most comfortable, like, as far as a balance of, like, difficulty and challenge is, like, Yoshi games and then Mario games? Like,
I don't know.
Although, I guess that's not even quite fair, comparing real Mario games to what Mario Maker has spawned. So that's
no.
I take it back. That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I played all of Mario World, even, like, the special world, front to back at least twice.
Sure.
Like, throughout my entire life. I played parts of it, but, like, I've sat down and played literally all of it multiple times.
Sure. That's an interesting thing to think about, that at this point, after being out for a few months, Mario Maker has slightly slid my perception of how difficult Mario games are.
Well, yeah.
But...
Because it's not... That's because most of the people make garbage.
Well, sure. That's true. But...
Insta-death in 3 seconds. You also don't have to deal with giant flying fish. Your biggest problem is, like, Big Bertha, and that's, like, a level in a Mario game. So there's that. But, I mean, I would, like, if you want to go, like, actual platform, like, as opposed to, like, leaving Mario Maker out of the equation, I would rather play a Mario game than Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Sure.
Super Meat Boy is fine. That game's really fun, but it's hard. And I like beating the games that I play as opposed to quitting, which I feel like I might if I kept playing Meat Boy.
I don't mind a wall getting put up every once in a while, but it's a very delicate balance of, it still has to feel achievable. If the wall, if you hit the wall and it feels like, oh, I can literally never punch through. Like, I'm not even getting better at this. I'm not learning anything. I'm not improving. Like, that's bad.
Yeah.
But if you hit a wall and it's like, oh, I can just see that I can do this and I'm like, I'm improving a little bit, or I just like, I know that this is possible. Like, I can feel it in my heart. Like, it's a very subtle, it's very subtle where that line begins, and it varies from person to person depending on, you know, their skill level and the game in question. But
because part of my problem would be is I would want to collect all the bandages in that game.
Sure. Well, yeah, I never did any of that crap. Like, see, I grabbed them when I saw them.
That's my problem. Which would make it harder for me and also maybe make me quit. So that's my defect.
Your cross to bear.
Yes. That's why I got all of those little yarn bundles and got all those Yoshis, because I had to do it.
Indeed.
It's true.
Funny. But yeah, it's, I like being, I would rather have a game where I have like a not decent quantity of times where it's like, oh man, that was really irritating, but then I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally, I mean, as opposed to something that's more...
I don't want my game to just be like a cakewalk. Like, that's why I play like a Kirby game. Like, they don't come out super frequently, but they're a lot of fun. They're a nice break because it's just kind of like, just go, just have a good time, whatever. Who cares? There's no consequences. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
But I do like my hard games. Like, I soldiered through Rogue Legacy, man. That game is no joke.
Yeah,
it
no
gets
kidding.
Hard. My God. I died so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So many times.
Yeah. And like, sometimes it's... So at some level, that's just like personal preference. It's like sometimes it's a mood thing too. Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
Just depends on how you're kind of feeling at the time.
For sure.
And it varies by genre too, because like Minecraft is basically nothing like Mario, you know, or a platformer, but it has the two sides of, oh, you can play the version of that game where you can die, but that kind of sucks. Like,
yes.
I want the opposite of that in that game. Like, I want to just wander around and dig
find
stuff up.
Find Christmas, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
And everything was sand.
Look for snow, or just like walk until I see a tunnel and go see what's up with that. Or, and I haven't played it recently. There's been a bunch of stuff added to the game since we were playing it kind of actively, but I was never interested in the like, oh, experience the combat in Minecraft. Yeah. Like, it's just not.
Also, it's terrifying.
Too scary. What's the scariest Minecraft enemy?
I don't know. It's probably the Enderman. I don't like them.
How are they different from creepers? They just don't explode and they're black or whatever.
Well, so they've got really long arms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tall. Their legs are not proportionate to their arms. They have long legs, but their arms are basically like gorillas almost. They're really long, like they go to the ground almost.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got just like little purple eyes, and they just walk around at night. And sometimes during the day too, I think. They just walk. Sometimes they're holding something. But if you make eye contact with them, they open their mouth and stare at you. And then they start teleporting close to you and attacking you. And they'll kill you. And no thank you. They make really creepy noises, and they're freaky, and I don't like them. No, sir.
Not for you?
No.
Huh.
A lot of the stuff in the Nether is terrifying as well. Did the Vita version come out this year?
Maybe.
I don't
have
remember.
No idea.
I might have played it. That might have come out this year, too. But I was playing it on my Vita, and there was a hot second where for a trophy... I needed to get something from an enemy that spawned in the Nether, and so I turned it up to easy off of peaceful and went into the Nether to fight Blazes. No thank you. I don't like zombie pigment. I hate ghasts. I hate wither skeletons. I hate the Blazes. I don't like the slimes. Everything in there is terrible.
You're going deeper than my knowledge.
Yes.
Even stretches to as far as things in Minecraft that are threatening.
There's a lot more things in Minecraft now.
Skeletons, spiders.
Skeletons can ride on spiders.
Weird.
Yes.
Are they like big spiders? Or?
No. I mean, the spiders themselves are already big.
Sure.
They're just sitting on them. No, thank you. Nope.
Indeed. Interesting.
I just want to go and tame an ocelot and have it as my pet, which I did.
That's your, like, make a Minecraft zoo?
Oh, I did. I had, like, a whole barn. Like, the one... The main world that I was playing in on my 3DS got kind of nuts.
What do you mean, Vita?
That one. I don't know where I am anymore. The illness is getting to me. I made basically a castle because I was preparing to potentially have to turn it on to easy. So I wanted to be fortified like nobody's business. There was light everywhere. I had a giant castle. I basically dug out a pit next to my house and then covered it. So I wouldn't fall in it and just basically dug a quarry down to like the center of the earth almost. And I had like a little, I had a greenhouse in the back. I had like a barn with my horses and their like horse armor, which I found, and like cows and sheep and chickens. So they sometimes would get out or like stuck in walls and die, which was special. And then there was my cat. He lived inside. He was cute. Minecraft. I was on the edge of the jungle. It's true. It was right there. I was looking at it.
What a game.
Yep.
So strange. Minecraft did not come out this year, but
no,
it was still a force.
Story mode came out this year.
So that's true. I wonder if that's any good.
I don't know. I don't really care. I mean, Telltale games are fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for me. So
sure.
I don't want to play it. I also kind of hate how the animation looks, and it's terrifying. So no.
Oh, with the faces and everything.
I don't know.
I wonder if, like...
No, thank you.
Was there a Minecraft story Bible before that came out? Like, is there a reason for all that shit?
No.
Like, does... That's the way it should be. Like, Minecraft doesn't need, like,
no.
a reason to be. It no. just is.
It isn't always
There's
has
sea monsters now.
Okay, sure.
Like, there are these weird porcupine things, and it, like, shoots, like, lasers at you, and they're weird.
Sea lasers?
Yeah. They're, like, bubbly lasers. That was weird. I watched Peanut Butter Gamer does, like, hardcore mode run with like a group of people of Minecraft every so often to do like different bosses. Their first one was for the Ender Dragon, which is like the oldest one now, which is weird. And their last one was for like the Sea Guardians, I think they were called. But they're like, so you have to go underwater for these. So you have to get these potions that let you breathe underwater and see underwater. And then there's just like these big weird like Cyclops puffer fish guys surrounding these temples and nonsense. And there's a giant one and... Like, you're, I don't remember, there was a bunch of, like, status effects on you. It looked terrible. Don't do combat in Minecraft.
Yeah, that sounds like anti-fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was
funny to watch, but playing it, ugh.
Sure.
No, thank you. Not today. Not ever.
Indeed. So you've got, anyway, let's shifting gears a little bit. You've got your list there of some stuff that came out in 2015.
Yeah, that just like... I mean, stuff that I played that came out in 2015.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. These are things that you wanted to... Like, here, going back to summarize the year, just, like, things that you found notable.
They're kind of in, like, chronological order, almost. One of them might be out of place.
Sure. I mean, yeah, don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it. Splatoon came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like forever ago.
There's a new map tonight, I think.
Oh.
If you want to go boot up some Splatoon.
I'd want to play with people, and I don't think anybody's playing right now. We've lost Kyle to the Xenoverse. Not the Xenoverse, the Xenoblade Chronicles. Xenoverse came out this year. Do you remember that?
Yep.
It was this year. I forgot that.
Hmm.
Weird.
Pretty early, probably like February, March.
Something like
maybe.
That, yeah. It was before Splatoon, I'm pretty sure. I have Disney Infinity 3.0, which I platinumed this year. Yay.
I still want to play the other new Star Wars stuff. I
mean,
I guess
too.
Any of it, but
hey,
especially
me too.
We'll do it.
Hey, me, yeah.
Find the time.
Uh-huh.
Been busy.
Oh, okay. We have been busy. Obviously,
I wonder what the next Disney...
I've been wondering,
what's 4.0? Because they did all the big ones.
Yeah.
It's like, the first one was just kind of a free-for-all. It's just like, whatever. And then the second one...
I mean, they could just expand on it.
The second one was Marvel, and then this one was Star Wars.
Because so far, it's just been with each of the... Like, the first one only had Disney Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
The second one only had Marvel Worlds. And third one only had Star Wars.
Sure.
Like, you can't... Like, the one thing that doesn't work between... For those people who don't know, between the games is the, like, the levels... Like the
the content.
The toy boxes, I think they're called. I don't remember. Playsets.
They're
play
like
sets.
Structured gameplay sections
yeah,
don't
they've
carry
got
over
like
from
a
game
story,
to game.
You have specific like you got missions in it. You have to be a specific like group of people who like fit with that world, and you get a lot of unique items from that you don't get from just playing the game. And so far they've been specific to the big release with that game. But yeah, like you were saying, like what's next? Could it just be like here's another Disney World, another, like, a different maybe Star Wars one and another Marvel one? Maybe they just start mixing them.
Yeah, could be.
Or are they buying something else and dropping a huge bomb on everybody?
I doubt that. If anything, I mean, I would guess it'll just be another scattershot of... Here's just random Disney-related things.
Yeah.
Including,
or
obviously,
maybe,
they'll do, like...
Maybe
you know,
they'll put all of them together.
They'll have a figure...
Probably not.
A figure for each of their tentpole movie releases or whatever, like...
Yeah.
That little fox dude from whatever
He's
that...
He's coming out for 3.0, though.
Okay.
He's in that game.
See, they're even ahead of the curve.
Yes.
But yeah, sure.
Because I looked at... So I'm,
What's
like,
that movie
you could,
called?
Zootopia.
Okay, yeah. Animals in people clothes, the movie.
I think it looks funny.
It's probably fine.
I bet it'll be fine. We still need to see the good dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that.
I heard that's, like, imperfect. Like, I heard it's really pretty,
I've
but
heard very middle... I assumed, since I hadn't heard anything since its release, that it was, like...
Right, yeah.
It was, like,
you would have known if it was awesome.
To, like,
Mm-hmm. In a year
which
where...
Which I feel like was the same reception for Brave.
Sure, kind
of,
yeah.
Kind of. It was very, very lukewarm.
And a year of Inside Out, and then a second Pixar movie.
Yeah, damn. How do you follow that up?
Well, yeah. If one of them is mediocre, like if the other one is mediocre, like mm-hmm. why would you even like? It's not gonna get that.
I
much
take
traction.
That back. There was a Disney World in this one. The Inside Out world was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yep.
Was there more? Man, I don't remember.
I mean, which is that other? Is that Finding Nemo sequel coming out next year?
I think so.
I could see them like. Just leaning heavy into Pixar. Like, if there was a weird theme to, like, the new set of toys that they put out, it could just be, like, here's a bunch of Pixar movie stuff.
They've
like,
done Cars, they've done Toy Story, they've done Inside Out. There was kind of a Brave one with the they had...
Here's some Up toys. Have Remy from Ratatouille.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But he's really small, though. I don't know how that would work.
I mean, they're toys, so he could just be the size of everybody else.
They've kind of kept the scale pretty consistent, though. Like, if you actually look at who's in these games,
mm-hmm.
they're, like, I feel like they're the correct set. Maybe not the Cars, but who fucking knows? Because there's no people in those movies. But I feel like, I mean, I guess maybe not the Toy Story guys, but who cares? The focus of the movie is on them, not the people.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, anyway, we can move on, but I just like to pontificate a little bit, like...
I've been thinking about that, too.
I think those games are neat for what they are.
I like them.
Like, there's enough gameplay in there to justify their existence, which mm-hmm. is good considering they're basically, like, marketing... It's just one more way for Disney to kind of show off what they're doing this year in terms of movie releases and stuff.
I buy it every year, and I like the stuff, and it's
But
fun.
The toys are pretty well made, and it's, like,
they're
it's
cool.
entertaining enough.
We put all the Star Wars ones out for the Star Wars release, so we've had a bunch of dudes just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
They look nice.
Yeah, but I just, like, it's the... I like to play the behind-the-scenes game of, mm-hmm. like... What do the men in suits at Disney think deserves the most attention this coming year?
I still think my favorite part of those games is just trying to, like, cheese my way into the trophies. Because you saw what I was doing when I was platinuming that game. Because there's mm-hmm. a bunch of, like, sub-achievement type things. They're called feats in the game. And you normally have to get, like, X amount for, like, a certain number of trophies.
Just thresholds, and, like, drive X number of miles in a car
yeah,
or whatever.
Or,
like
collect
nonsense.
A bunch of things. Like, I had... One of the last ones that I got was just, like, you had to collect a certain number of, like, points. Like, just collectible things that you could place. So I had a box built in the game. And I think I put the person in a car. And then there was just, like, a row of these things. And then at the ends, there was a spawn, like, a button to reset them. So I was just literally driving back and forth over these things, resetting them each time to collect all of them to get the thing. I don't know. That's fun to me. I like doing dumb shit.
You're funny. I did some of that stuff, too. Like, way back. This would have been back when, like, achievements were fresher, and I was just going for... Like, I was trying to maximize the score that I could get on any given game. Like, I would do the same, like... Whatever the equivalent was for, like, if there's a way to cheese an achievement and just get it faster, but not necessarily the way that they probably intended, I would totally do it.
It's just... I was having fun. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. As we talked about before, Super Mario Maker came out this year. Everyone knows that.
That game is incredible.
I know we had talked about this before on a past episode, but Happy Home Designer. That was fun. I had a good time with that. Those Amiibo cards are cute. I got they had my favorite guy, Punchy, in there from the start, which was great. And I got one. It was fun. Let's see. Yeah, we talked about Xenoverse a little bit more last episode, actually. And Bastion, which is not a new game. But came out of the Vita, and I mm-hmm. played it.
Yeah. Xenoverse is still a cool thing for mm-hmm. them. Like, if they're going to bother to continue making Dragon Ball Z games, they might as well be interesting. Like,
yeah.
I like the silly story thing that game does. I still don't love that type of game, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the gameplay part of it. Those, like, 3D open world, like, beat-em-up things
mm-hmm.
in that style have never appealed to me that much, but...
I think that was really the first one that I'd ever really played like this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a game with a similar style to that.
Sure.
In my catalog. But it was fun. I had a good time until I couldn't beat something and then just wanted to quit, which I did.
Fair enough.
Stupid Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
dummy.
I did not have the forethought to make a list, but I'm just going back off the top of my head. I feel like 2015 for me are just like, they're not even game necessarily just games that I play, games that I want to keep playing. I want to find time to go back and play all the stuff that I
started.
Yeah, sort of. Like, Bloodborne was really awesome. Mm-hmm. I'd love to somehow find the time to finish that. Right before the wedding, like before we got married in the lead up, I had put in like 2 weeks of like a couple hours at a time into Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, you're playing that a lot.
And I'd really like to play some more of that. I'm glad that rhythm games came back. Yep. I'm always up to play a little more Rock Band or Guitar Hero. And I like both of those games for different reasons. Rock Band is still, man, Rock Band. I still haven't even gotten all the songs back into Rock Band.
That's because like, it takes forever, how much of a, yeah, because you had so many.
Yeah, I would like to have been playing more Rock Band than, like, I think I spent more time with Rock Band 4.
In the menus.
Involved in the chore of, yeah, of rebuilding it from Rock Band 3 than I actually have playing songs in Rock Band 4.
I think I can attest to that. I'm pretty sure I have seen you getting songs.
I made an Excel document of all the songs that I had purchased. True. Because when the game first came out, the prompts that they gave you in the like the store of like whether you owned a thing or not were not necessarily accurate.
It was terrible.
Because I knew, like, I went and I was like, oh, I know I own this, but it says I don't. But then
they, like, patched it or something?
Yeah. Well, it was just, I think it was just somehow, somewhere on the back end of Xbox Live, the cache didn't fill in all the way.
Well, because your cache is so large. Too many songs, like 1,000 songs.
Sure, because I
so get, many songs.
Like, yeah, whatever the transition was for like making the Xbox One marketplace recognize the purchases that you had made on the Xbox 360 marketplace. Like it must have just taken more time than when the game was first released. Because when I went back to it maybe like a week or two ago, it seemed correct. Like every single time I clicked through one of the like search options, it looked like, oh yeah, that's actually accurate now, as opposed to like before it was like probably a third or more of the songs that I knew I owned, it said that I hadn't purchased yet. So that was a bummer.
Hooray!
I think Guitar Hero is still cool. It's still different. So I still like those games a bunch.
FMV, the movie, the game.
Like you said, Mario Maker. I could probably play Mario Maker forever. Like, I could probably make a level once every, like, month or two for the rest of
really
my life
wanting to
in Mario
make
Maker.
Levels, but I don't have any ideas. It makes me sad. So I want to make stuff, but I don't have...
The more recent level I built is, like...
obnoxious.
Well, I mean, I just came up, like, I started with, I knew I wanted to build one weird trap, like, one weird obstacle, and then...
You built, like, 3.
Well, yeah, after that, I got some ideas just while I was making the first one, but I didn't have the whole level laid out in my mind when I started. I was like, let's put this one thing together, and then, like, bookend it with other stuff to do. That game's real cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to play more of all those games, and I can't wait to finally get back really on track in the game-making game.
Yep.
Had so much other stuff going on this year on top of it, but 2016 is going to be the year of even less time to play games, hopefully, honestly. Like, just, like, hauling ass and making stuff work.
Oh, I'm going to fit time in. I always do. Even when I'm working really hard, I always try. I need time to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be going all the time.
Yep. Make so much stuff. It's going to be good.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other thoughts on, like, games you played or just other things you want to bring up?
I've got I also added a list of trying to remember of games I played this year that did not come out this year. I know this is not an all-encompassing list, but I did finish Tales of Chile 2 earlier this year. I had forgotten that. I thought it was last year. It's been so long. 3D Dot Game Heroes, because I still had the PS3. I played Persona Q. I played Persona 3 again, which was very recent. Another recent one was Donkey Kong 64 on the Wii U. I feel like there's more, but everything... this whole year is a blur.
Sure.
Aside from, like, the major things that happened, like Kickstarter... my sister's graduation, wedding.
Sure.
And now we're here.
And then house and holidays.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been quite a year.
Yes.
A lot of things have happened.
So much things.
Both personally and in the world of games.
It's true.
Yeah, overall it's been good though. Like, like I said, 2015, or 2016, I feel like will finally be the, like, we've got a bunch of preamble out of the way.
Yes.
It's time to make good.
Let's do it.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've mentioned this on here before, but I know I've told a bunch of people. I am ready to get back into coding and making stuff, even though I'm basically just going to be like an art asset machine.
Something like that.
I'm going to do it. I'll try to do it.
Yep. So yeah, I think that's good. But yeah, let's close that on. Let's just talk about that a tiny bit more, and then we'll close this out. Because like, I'm hopeful that we'll do more of everything in 2016. We'll do more podcasts like this at some point. Probably in the very near future, we're going to start putting some video online of us playing games.
13.
That's right. That's the one you committed to.
I'm going to do it. I am not playing Tales of Zestiria or like Ni No Kuni, which I really want to, until I play 13. I may hate myself forever for this decision, but I'm doing it. I'm going to play it and do my damnedest to beat it.
I will not play it. I promise you that I will not touch that controller.
That's fine.
Because I don't want to.
I'm going to hit you with it.
But I will watch you play it.
That's fine.
If you can survive.
I'm going to do my best. Andros won't have his way with me.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some of that. Obviously, we'll be working on.
Ooh. Star Fox did not come out this year.
That's true.
I could have talked about that, but no. You had to build a shitty game, and now you got to fix it.
April.
That's
maybe.
So far.
You'll make it.
By the end of this week, it will be a month until Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth comes out, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. I want that game so bad. So excited.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll do this. We'll be dabbling in that. We're going to be really hitting the grindstone hard on game-making stuff. Yeah, this year just was so crazy with like all the things going on. Like a bunch of time stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like slipped away from us in...
Let me tell you about planning a wedding.
Sure, and like getting a...
Let me tell you.
Remodeling a...
Home.
A house, yeah, and getting that all together in like some semblance of time.
Cleaning and... said house every day.
Sure.
I do it all.
Home improvement and more minor home improvement stuff since then. It's just been a...
Putting up foam.
Yeah, we've had a whirlwind of... Big boy pants, adults.
Big boy pants.
Adulting. That's right, suit and tie.
Gallivanting. I have not been wearing a suit and tie.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You positive?
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had like a significant amount of time, personal time devoted to that stuff, to like real life maintenance and build up.
We have an office now. We've got a streaming room. We have a podcast room.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
Finally post another update. It's been far too long, and that was just partially because it's both because we didn't have anything to say.
And July, just... I think our last post was around Maker Faire or before it.
Yeah, but we'll keep stuff more updated now, and like I said, we're gonna get back into it, so we'll have actual progress mm-hmm. to show. But I'll probably even go to a couple other game-related events next year. I'm not sure like if we'll be showing stuff there, but I mm-hmm. think we're still participating, and that's like the goal for next year is to keep working as hard as we can
mm-hmm.
to make game stuff. And then also just keep participating in video games because they're fun.
Networking, reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we met so many cool people last year, and we're still in touch with some of them, and it's a good time.
Yeah, recording this podcast is fun.
Yeah.
I feel like putting some video online of playing games will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Making games is frustrating, but also fun.
Yeah. I mean, we could do some more stuff with that, too, like to show off that nonsense.
Yeah, we might.
As well. Who knows? I'm not making any promises.
We'll see. I kind of want to put something up about, like... how to fuck with Rock Band hardware. Because I feel like...
Did you ever get that the Xbox like dongle for the drums?
Yeah, I have one. Well, I have the...
To upgrade your current physical drums.
No, that's the thing I'd like to put up.
That's what I was asking. I know you had talked to... So when we were getting our wedding cake order in, we found this random game shop that was like literally just opening. Like they had a bunch of stuff that they were unpacking and sorting and whatever. You had asked them about
Well, yeah, I wanted a set adapter. Of drums to take apart because I have... God, Rock Band. so I'm not even going to explain why, but the old drums that I have in Rock Band, there were two peripherals. There was one that was came with like a $300 drum kit that had basically just audio jacks on it, like... Big, basically like guitar audio cables that you could plug essentially any electronic drum device into it and it would just work. And that peripheral does not support it in Rock Band 4. Mm-hmm. They're saying they might do it next year, but I don't necessarily count on it and I don't know mm-hmm. when. My other option is to take apart the existing like traditional Rock Band drum kit that I have and mod it such that mm-hmm. you can plug those drums into it. And I think that's what I want
to
do.
And the part you need is like the... Basically, what connects the drums to the Xbox, essentially.
Well, yeah, you need, like, the brain part. Like, the part that can transmit wirelessly and it has all the wires hanging off of it. Yeah, and I was looking to buy another one just so, like, if I screwed it up, I'd either have a backup to try to do mm-hmm. it again or, like, still a regular set of Rock Band drums that works. And, mm-hmm. like, relative to the modded ones that I already built, like, the cool, big, like, full-size drums.
They're so big.
Like I wouldn't want to go back to playing.
We have a section of our basement
cool to
devoted to them.
Something like that.
They're so big.
So yeah, I don't know. Way too into Rock Band.
A little bit
for my own good.
A little bit.
It's fun. Drumming is fun.
Sure. I suck at it. I don't have the rhythm in me to play rhythm games. The extent that I can do is the arrhythmia.
You should play Elite Beat Agents. Have you ever played that game?
No.
It's fun. And different. It's not terribly demanding.
It's weird.
It is a little weird, but it's really good.
Weird. Yeah.
I like rhythm games.
Bop. I just suck at them.
Yeah, but long story short, that's what it's going to be like. We'll put up an update probably on the website and on Kickstarter, or maybe like one linking to the other. Mm-hmm. I mean, there'll definitely be something on Kickstarter.
And Facebook, Twitter, too.
Yeah,
links kind of stuff. To things.
Mm-hmm.
Social media.
Just a brief summary of how our year's been and our
really
rough plans to come. But we're going to release for certain one game next year. Hopefully two. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully on all platforms, but again, like, we're going to start with one game on Wii U and PC and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at Super Cucumber, I believe.
Yeah.
Currently. Maybe not.
I don't know.
But we're doing it.
We're doing something.
And I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's been such a build up to, like, setting up the ability to be able to work more diligently and more quickly, and now it's time to pay it all off. It'll be good.
Woohoo.
Very, very glad.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. I think that's about to do it, as 2015 winds down.
Yep.
Anything else to add before I push this button and turn this thing off?
Oh. I guess not. Mystery Dungeon.
Fair enough. All right, well, I think that's going to do it. So, for myself and Lorraine, that's a show. We'll be back in 2016 with probably some more people.
Oh, you should mention, we will probably be participating in some facility with the Eternal Games 1K DBZ tournament. If you feel like watching us comment over and or play an anime card game tournament,
sure.
I will be there in some capacity commentating and potentially with Kyle or someone else, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
If you you might not care because this isn't the DBZ podcast.
Search Turtle Games Twitch if you want to watch people playing cards. I would assume that would be incomprehensible if you don't actually understand it, but I think the people, most of the same people who listen to us ramble about this are at least aware of it.
And if not, and you just want to come hang out and watch us freak out about something you don't understand, you could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good time.
Yeah, I'll probably try to archive that stuff.
We'll do it this time.
On our own YouTube, too.
We forgot to press the button last time to archive the stream.
We'll double check.
And that was Dustin's fault because he set up a Twitch account before and I have not, and he did it.
Technically, nah, never mind. It's not even worth it.
It was his
fault. But yeah, we'll do that. It'll be good. Yeah, again, one more little thing among all the stuff we've got going on in the year to come.
We do all kinds of stuff.
So yeah, that's going to do it.
Woo!
2015 is officially on the books. It's done. It's complete.
I don't know, man. There's still 24 hours from the time of this recording.
It's done. What could happen in 24 hours?
You don't even know.
The end times. The apocalypse. It's tomorrow.
You don't know. It could be rapture tomorrow.
I mean, I guess it could be.
Anything can happen.
That's going to do it. We will see you on the other side. 2016.
Woo!
A year to remember.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
I'm just stating it doesn't matter.
Woohoo!
We will see you next year. Goodbye, Internet.
Bye!